Our first public hearing is change of zone 1609 Oak Creek LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an MR medium density residential district to a MR RPC medium density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, for land lying east of Road 274, also known as Old Landing Road, and 0.7 miles south of Road 275, also referred to as Warrington Road, and to be located on 115.29 acres, more or less. For the benefit of the commission, I've placed a copy of a small booklet, 4 or 5 pages, called Oak Creek Subdivision, at the podium. I also passed down copies of site plans for the application. The booklet is a part of the record, as are the site plans. The applicant attorney, through James A. Fuqua Jr. of Fuqua and Urey Professional Association, has provided us also with a revised site plan, the copies of the exhibit booklet, copies for the record of the ordinance approving Warrington Creek change of zone 1503, which is a joining property to the south, copy of the planning and zoning minutes approving CARD LLC, which is a subdivision 2003-28, which is referred to as Oak Creek, a record plan site data for Warrington Creek indicating 15-foot front and 5-foot side yard setbacks, and a letter approving removal of lots 98 and 134 of the Oak Creek subdivision. That is also a part of the record. I did receive today a memo from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division making reference to this application, makes reference to the maximum number of units per acre being 4 based on the system design assumptions of the West Rehoboth expansionary. The site is located within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. Wastewater capacity is available to this project. Ordinance 38 construction will be required. The current system connection charge rate is $3,911 per equivalent dwelling unit. The project connection points are located along Old Landing Road in accordance with plans approved by the county engineering. The conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required. An additional comment, the proposed use is to convert an existing single-family subdivision into a residential plan community to permit reduced setbacks. The Utility Planning Division has no objection to the reduced setbacks. Also notes that a concept plan is not required unless there are system or sewer system construction changes. And that was signed by Rob Davis on behalf of John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have at this time, gentlemen.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there someone here representing this application?
Mr. Lang, just before I speak, can you pass down the ordinance on, I guess, on Warrington Creek?
Just sure. It's all together.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. I represent the applicant, Oak Creek LLC. With me seated right here is Rob Baker. Rob's with Chase Communities, which is the parent corporation of Oak Creek LLC, and also Gary Couples of VCI. As Mr. Lank stated, this is an application for a 226-lot RPC. And as I'll explain, this is probably going to be one of the more unusual applications that you will ever see, if for no other reason than the fact that I'm going to be very brief. The reason I say this is because the site plan that's shown on the board right there is the site plan we're proposing for the RPC, but it is also actually the approved subdivision plan that's already of record and already been approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission. So there really is no difference in an existing subdivision from what we're asking you tonight to declare an RPC. So let me repeat that. This subdivision is already an approved 226-lot subdivision, and again, it's located on the east side of Old Landing Road. We are requesting the RPC approval for the sole purpose of modifying the front and the side yard setbacks. And as you know, in an RPC, the Planning Commission has the authority to reduce the setbacks from the normally required setbacks. Specifically, what we're requesting is that the front yard setback be modified from the required 30 feet to 15 feet, and that the side yard setbacks be modified from the required 10 feet to 5 feet. And I'd like to explain how we arrived at this request and to give you a little bit of history. And the small exhibit book that was submitted, there's a site plan in there that probably makes sense if you glance at this map right here. And what this really shows is immediately adjacent to this site, which is just south of the Oak Creek property, was a parcel of land that was called Warrington Creek. It was 139 acres. I represented that applicant on that application back in 2003, and the Warrington property was approved as an MRRPC containing 282 residential units. It contained 176 townhouses and 106 single-family lots, and that was approved by the County Council in July of 2003. So that was Warrington Creek. That RPC was approved with 15-foot front yard setbacks and 5-foot side yard setbacks. About a year later, the adjacent property, which I believe was also owned by some other members of the Warrington family, applied for and received an approval for a subdivision. I was not involved in that application, so I don't know all the details of that application. It was the application of Card, Inc., and it was approved as a subdivision in May of 2004. Again, because it was a subdivision, it had the normal 30-foot front and 10-foot side yard setbacks. And as Mr. Lank stated, I did submit minutes of the P&Z meeting where that was approved, as well as the County Council ordinance approving Warrington Creek. So basically, you had two approved developments that were located adjacent to one another, Warrington Creek being an RPC and Oak Creek being a subdivision. There was interconnection or proposed interconnections of roads that were included on both plans. What happened was Chase Communities subsequently purchased both of the developments. They basically have combined them into one development that's now called Sawgrass, and it's currently under construction. But from that history, there's an internal inconsistency in connection with the setbacks. Part of the single-family lots have the required 30-foot front, 10-foot side. Part of it have the RPC 15-foot front and 5-foot side. Basically, it's my client's intention, in order to create a uniform appearance for the architectural and aesthetic appearance of the lots and to maintain a sense of uniformity in the community, they would prefer to have similar design options as far as the homes and the setbacks to be placed on the lots. So all we're really requesting is RPC approval solely to authorize the 15-foot front and the 5-foot side yard setbacks in the former Oak Creek section of the development. The lot, as I said, this is basically already approved in the form that you see it. There is a second request that's really not technically part of the RPC request, but it's a slight change that was done to the site plan. What's being requested is there's 13 lots basically they're going to slide down about 20 feet in order to create a 20-foot right-of-way between lots 84 and 85. And it's right here. These lots all exist. Let's propose that they all are basically being moved down 20 feet, same number of lots, create this 20-foot easement right through here. The intention of that is basically my client has had some ongoing discussions with the Kings Creek Country Club regarding the possibility of creating a golf cart connection that would go across the wetlands and connect Sawgrass to the Kings Creek Country Club. It would be strictly for golf carts and pedestrians. There would be no types of motor vehicles permitted to use that bridge other than golf carts. If that's done, of course, that would be subject to DENREC approval for the bridge, as well as finalization of an agreement between Kings Creek Country Club and my client. What I'd suggest is that if you do approve the RPC or recommend approval for the RPC, the reasons for the original approval of the subdivision would be appropriate findings, as well as the conditions that were originally imposed on the original subdivision, with the addition of two new conditions. One would be that the RPC would be permitted to have the 15-foot front and the 5-foot side yard setbacks, and another condition would be that the if this bridge and connection were to go forward, of course, it would require the approval of the Kings Creek Country Club and DENREC approval for the bridge, and that use would be limited to golf carts and pedestrian use only. So in conclusion, this is purely being done to change the setbacks on the subdivision portion of the Sawgrass development. And Mr. Lank did mention that late this afternoon there was a memo from County Engineer's Office, and the engineering office indicated that that the Utility Planning Division of County Engineer's Office had no objection to the reduced setbacks. And I do have the conditions that I mentioned. What I have is the two conditions that would be the new conditions, and I have a copy of the conditions that were placed on the original subdivision that I'll give to Mr. Lank to hand out to you. And that concludes my presentation. Subject to your questions.
All right, sir. Well, if you'll stand
Thanks,
by,
sir.
We'll see if anybody has any. Mr. Johnson.
Just for clarification, Mr. Fuquay, in most instances, none of the lot sizes are going to change. Just more a matter of relocation of the home on the lots.
Right. There's no change in lot sizes at all.
Right. So I'm like I said, just for clarification,
sure.
You just basically want to be able to move the houses up closer to the property lines.
Yeah, and I would add that they're not necessarily going to be 15 feet. It's merely that flexibility to have them closer. They'll probably be somewhat of a staggered, but that'll be a planning function.
And if these are moved forward, is there any intention to do anything different in the rear of those properties, or does that just make for a bigger backyard?
It makes for a bigger backyard. It's purely the appearance of the development.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
No, sir. I think I understand the application.
DeLang?
Mr. Fuquay, the site, we did try to do a comparison of the site plan between Oak Creek and Warrington Creek, and I did note you did, it's typically a corner lot or a corner street frontage is also considered somewhat of a front. And the site plan for Warrington Creek showed that to be 15-foot setback on the corner, as is required by the ordinance. The drawings for Oak Creek shows it to be 10. And it should be altered to be 15, so it conforms with the regulation for
corner lots. Yeah, I don't recall. Does a corner lot require double front?
No, a corner lot requires a specific 15 in any district.
Oh, a minimum 15?
The drawing for Warrington Creek shows 15 on the corner. So it would be the same at the front, so it's basically maintained the same setback.
Okay, so that we can, there does have to be an adjustment on the site.
Mostly by note, but they showed all the lot lines, so we scaled a few and they all came out to be 15. Just want you to be aware of that.
15 on the old one, it was 10-foot corners on this one that we're talking about tonight.
I'm saying what's proposed is 10, it should be 15.
Right.
If not, you need to discuss that. But that would require a change on Warrington Creek to be compatible.
We're fine with 15 feet.
Excuse me, sir, if you're going to speak, I need you to come up and give us your name and tell us where you live.
Jim, do you want to just...
Well, you can ask me.
I'm Rob.
You need his permission to respond to a request made from the chairman. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Rob Baker. I'm with Chase Communities. I live in Arlington, Virginia. We would be glad to revise the plans to show the 15 feet setback on the corner lots.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Lank?
No.
Okay, Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
Just verify for me the status of there. Has there been any lots sold in Warrington Creek?
In Warrington Creek, there's...
Or not, well, the subject property.
In this?
Yeah.
How many houses are under construction?
There's three under construction.
There's three homes under construction.
But they're still titled in developers' names, I guess, at this point, or...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, all right. That's all the questions I had.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat, we'll see if anyone else has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1609 Oak Creek LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1609? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for being with us this evening. Invite you to spend the rest of the night with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.